Microsoft is sitting on a cash reserve of $56 billion, and yet the company has cut some employee benefits. In an email this week to the company's 57,000 employees, CEO Steve Ballmer explained Microsoft's strategy for the coming year. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
In a five-page email, Steve Ballmer speaks of optimism for the future. He predicts the number of personal computers worldwide will reach 1 billion by 2010. That's 400,000 more than there are now. We lead in innovation in most areas where we compete, he wrote, and where we do lack, like search and online music distribution, rest assured that the race to innovate has just begun, and we will pull ahead. But at the same time, Ballmer acknowledged the challenges, the competitive threat to its software from open source products, and what he described as the perception that Microsoft is not sufficiently focused on security. The company is now seeking $1 billion in cost reductions and increased efficiencies. Some of that will come from cuts in employee benefits, including changes in the stock purchase plan and a reduction in the prescription drug benefit. Microsoft declined our request for a broadcast interview, but a company official explained that Steve Ballmer is emphatic that Microsoft's $56 billion in cash belongs to the shareholders and should not be used to retain employee benefits. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.